Hello, welcome, and happy New Year 2026. It's very exciting to be in this new year, to have a 1 year after this crazy 9 year that we've experienced. And eventually, I believe in February, we will be transitioning to the year of the fire horse from the snake. But there's still some wrapping up that we have to do with that wood snake energy, which I know a lot of people are talking as if we're already in fire horse energy. But it's technically not going to happen until February. I'm pretty sure toward more towards the end of February as we're coming into that energy. But again, I have to say, let's hold the presses for just a second, because the truth of the matter is that we're going to be in this energy that we've been in 2025 until at least the middle of 2026, maybe even September of 2026, because we're still in solar maximum, and I haven't checked the exact dates, but I don't believe solar maximum ends until sometime in September-ish. And so it's very important to have an awareness that while we're going through this transition into this new energy of the 1 year, and we are transitioning out of the energy of the nine or the completion of the nine, we're still in that completion energy as we're tapping into this year, which actually, when you add it all up, adds up to a 10, and 10 is the completion number. It's completions, it's the wrap up, right? It's finishing off what was needing to be completed in 2005, in the 9 year that didn't get completed. So we're first going to be in 10 energy, like I said, until probably the middle of the year when we start to hit that true one energy of new beginnings and new identities, new expressions, new ways of being, everything new. So even though I want us to be excited for the new energy, I want us to also keep in mind that if it doesn't feel like the energy is new, and it might not, if it doesn't feel like things have shifted, it might not, if it doesn't feel like you are experiencing yourself in a new way, it might not, because we haven't gotten there yet. We're still unraveling from the nine, from all the energies that we've been playing under. Plus, I know we talked about this years ago in some of the very early gatherings that we had, but if we think about the energies right now, we're moving away from the Piscean age as we anchor more into the Aquarian age with Pluto going into Aquarius. And we're leaving behind slowly because we're not really going to experience the fullness of the age of Aquarius until probably, 20, 30, 40 years from now, right? Some of us might see it, some of us might not see it. We're going to feel it slowly as a slow start, a slow roll, right? In this evolution to the age of Aquarius, the golden age. But in order for us to gain something new, we have to shed something old. And that Piscean age that we have been under for the last 26,000 years is going to need to shed out on many levels. And that means on a molecular level, in our DNA, in our consciousness, in our tissue, our muscles, our circulatory system, our nervous system, our immune system. And that's really what all these crazy energies have been about, especially since 2012, where it's really pushing to create an all new human, an all new human experience for us, so we could have a better life, so that we could have a better experience, so we could have a more evolved consciousness and make higher level choices for ourselves. And that's in every aspect of our lives. We think that it's just with, how we're managing and navigating and dealing with other people, but it's really not. It's in every aspect of our lives. I might have mentioned in prior gatherings that I was dealing with a flea problem with Bella. Finally got the flea issue under control. Once I came out of the emotion of the fleas, I was able to find the solution, and the solution was so easy, and she's a happier cat because of it. And then, of course, this morning I saw her scratching herself furiously, and know that she hasn't had any fleas on her in a long time. But I decided to comb her because I couldn't figure out where her discomfort was coming from. And she must have stepped into a tick nest because she had these tiny little, teeny, teeny, tiny little ticks that were smaller than the head of a pin on her, mostly on her chest. So I know she went into something face first because she had them on her neck and her chest. And then I had to, of course, sweep the sofa for them and my clothes. And I did find some on me. But what I realized in the process of doing that was that my emotional body would give way to the creation of more of these critters that I really don't want in the house, nor do I want them on my cat, nor do I want them on my person. However, my unconscious part of me, right, my unconscious, subconscious part of me would do a brilliant job creating this dynamic because it thinks it needs to have to create that because it might be tapping into that old program of fear and paranoia and victimhood consciousness. But because I've done so much work, I had an immediate awareness and response to the idea that I could either create something higher and choose for her not to ever have to deal with that again because she stepped into a nest, or I could choose to believe that my property is loaded with these ticks, and every time she goes out, she's going to bring a ton of them home. Now, I choose not to do that, but if I did, I'd be creating that. And then, no sooner am I done with one problem, which would be the fleas, then I'm creating a new problem, which is these little tick-like critters that are microscopic and almost impossible to see. So, in every single moment, in every action that we take, we have to be conscious of what it is that we're creating with our thoughts, which then become words, which then become actions. And it's really important for us to have that awareness that we're the creator of the reality. And because the energies are so fast right now as we're transitioning to these new higher states, we create things very, very quickly. Like the art of manifestation is so prevalent right now, is so tangible, palpable, however you want to say it, that it's becoming funny to me because the day before yesterday, and this will just show you. The day before yesterday, I was trying to figure out how to paint a lion in a watercolor painting that I'm doing for Black Moon Lilith. And I was really stressing the lion, not understanding how I was going to effect this realistic meets this expression that I want to hold in it. Because I don't, of course, want it to be super realistic because there's a girl in the picture and she's an elf. She's not, or a fairy. You could either one, right? And she's got pointy ears. And so I don't want to make the lion too realistic. And I was trying to figure this out, and I felt called to look into an old class I had signed up for years and years and years back. And I never completed the whole thing. I'm not really sure if it was because I moved at some point and didn't get to do that, but I went back and I looked at this class and I was like, oh, look at that. There's a horse I didn't get to do, so I'd like to do the horse. And then I was leaving the website and I happened to scroll and I see a picture of the exact lion reference that I was using for my painting, the exact photo reference for this lion. And she painted the lion spectacularly. And I thought, wow, I was just asking for help on this. And I feel like this was some magic in my day. This was a miracle that I stepped into this old class that I had signed up for that I didn't get to complete. And I'm pretty sure I was in Medford at the time, which was quite a bit ago, maybe 7 years ago. And here I am being prompted to go back into that class and look at that class. And of course, there's the lion that I need to paint. And for reference points, her painting shows, colors and placements and different things like that. I'm not going to paint it exactly like she paints it. I'll paint it in my style, but all that I needed to see was right there. And I thought, wow, that's really amazing. And then yesterday, I needed to mail paperwork to my accountant to close out Loving Earth Botanicals and close the business and file that finalization, and I got out my postal scale. I was also mailing something for Joe, so pulled out the postal scale, weighed everything, printed the postage off. So I just had to go in and hand it off, drop it off to them. And later that day, I was responding to somebody's message in Instagram. And I opened Instagram, and the first thing in my feed was some blurb or something saying that, and you know how these things come through, right? I mean, it's not even a page I was subscribed to or anything, and I'm hardly even on Instagram much, but it said something to the effect of when you see scales or a scale or something with scales, you will activate streams of abundance and magic in your reality. And I was laughing because technically I did engage with a scale earlier that morning. And I just thought, how interesting the universe is that it shows up to show us. Now, it's using the scale because it's something that's so out of the ordinary, because I don't use my postage scale unless I'm mailing something and it's not sitting out in plain sight. So I'm not seeing it every day. I had to go into the closet and pull it out of a box and then put it on the table and weigh everything. So I thought how interesting it was that the universe knows that I'm so highly aligned that it would choose something like scales, a scale, right, for a message for me, having used my postage scale, because it knows that I would receive that message and connect it to the postage scale, because the post was talking about harmony and balance in life. And I finally feel like I am getting that harmony and balance in my life. And I know many of us have felt very unbalanced through 2025. There were some pretty intense moments where we were not feeling very balanced. But I thought, how interesting that the universe would offer that, right? And so, if you're listening to this, I want you to play the game, because now I'm sharing this and activating it for you. So, if something pops up with scales or a scale, and you see a scale or scales in some way, shape, or form, or you have seen a scale or scales in some way, shape, or form, then manifestation, balance, and harmony will be yours. And so it is. And I am sharing this with you for that purpose. So keep an eye out, just in case you see anything like that. So this time that we're in is very potent and has the ability to bring everything forward that we need, but we have to gain the clarity, right? We have to stop the voice in our head. And I know I talk about that all the time, but I have to say, it is the most critical component to ascending our consciousness, because everything in our reality is run through our thought process, everything. And what's very, very important to have an awareness too is that it's just you and source or God or the creator or whatever you want to call it, right? It's just us. There's nothing else. Like, all of us together are playing a game here with virtual reality goggles on, is how this works. And, that might be a lot to take in if that it feels uncomfortable for you, but I want to encourage you to sit with it and let yourself process through it, because it is how we're here. It's what we're here for. And so, one of the most important things for us to have an awareness to is that every single thing in our reality is expressed through our thought process. So, if we're experiencing something that is not good, it is our thought process. If we're experiencing something that is wonderful, again, it's our thought process. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad, it is our thought process. So, if it's something that's not wanted, we need to shift that. And that's why in my email out to the community, I shared that I really feel like this year is going to be the year that we have to stop looking outside of ourselves to another for our salvation, whatever that is. I see a lot of people on Instagram saying, this is your sign for manifestation. And if you want to claim this in, write, I claim this in the comments, or like this post or whatever. And, part of the game that most don't get is that that really helps the algorithm of that page. And it's not so much helping you claim the abundance in because you're already abundant. And when we recognize that we're already abundant, we don't need to play into those pages, those situations that make us feel like we're not abundant if we're not participating in that game. And that's the game of this reality. That's the game of this matrix. And so while I was being an observer to that and recognizing my own self-worth and value, as I was having this greater awareness that the universe doesn't require me to do anything more than just be who I am in order to claim my own abundance, because it is our birthright. It's all of our birthright to be abundant. It's all of our birthright to have the money and the freedom that we desire. And it's our birthright to live a life that is fulfilling and satisfying in the way that we need it to be fulfilling and satisfying. But we forget that because we grew up where everybody, as we were growing up, imprinted their thoughts and beliefs and emotions onto us. So most of how we're operating is based on other people's beliefs and concepts and idealisms and the dogma that surrounds us. So we really have to get clear on who we are so that we can have a better experience being ourselves in order to enjoy our life more, which has kind of had me looking at how I got here to Joe's house. Now, I'm going to share this with you because it is a new year and we are in heightened times of manifestation. So I want everybody to have the same opportunity to be a good manifester and change your life and change the direction that you're headed in. And so, how I got here, and I've talked about this before, but it really bears repeating again because it's so critical to the nature of who we are, is that when I first got into the Stony Brook house, okay, which was in 20, I think 2023, or the end of 2022. I think it might have been November 2022. Yeah, November, I think 2022 is when I got into the Stony Brook house. And what I started doing, because Beth wanted to get involved in the herbal stuff, is I started to think about what would it take in order to be able to have a thriving herbal business? Because buying the herbs from other sources and then setting them up and then selling the tinctures or the teas or anything else was not profitable. Okay. You have to basically grow your own herbs in order to be any kind of profitable in that business, because buying it from somebody else, you're paying, even if you're paying a wholesale price, it's still not profitable. Okay. And it's a labor of love. It can be very, very labor intensive, which is why I only had a few products in my inventory. But I was sitting thinking, what would it take? What would I need? I'd have to go back to the time when I was married to my last husband, and I had three gardens. I had a vegetable garden and I had two herb gardens. And I was growing my own herbs and making a lot of herbal medicines from my own herbs in my garden, which was really wonderful. It was incredible to have that as my experience. And so I said, you know, it really would take something like that. And then I started thinking, what would that take in order to have the ability to have an herbal garden like that? And I know that my ex-husband was on 3/4 of an acre. And I thought, well, I'd need a couple of acres of property so I could have the right resources and whatnot. So I started writing down what it would take, right? And so if you're following this, this would be the steps. You identify what it is that you want. What would you need in order to achieve that? What would you need to do in order to get that outcome or achieve that outcome? And then what would it take? Right? Write it down. What would it take? And these are actionable steps that you can take. So I started writing down, and then I thought it would be nice to have 5 acres. Like 3 acres would be good, but I'd like 5 acres. And 10 acres would be great, but I think that would be overkill, but I'd still be open to 10 acres. So I started writing stuff down, and then I was writing down, 5 acres. And then I thought, well, if I have 5 acres, maybe I could get some chickens. And I could have some chickens and some fresh eggs. And well, maybe I can make it a homestead. And then I could have other animals on the homestead. And I was thinking about getting a horse. And there was a whole lot of stuff coming in at this particular time. But I was writing it all down. And I wasn't looking at it like it wasn't achievable or it wasn't something that I could do. I was just writing it down. So every night I was going to bed in my journal, I was writing, thank you, universe, for bringing me this magical homestead with 5 acres and chickens and a beautiful vegetable garden and an herb garden and all these other things. And then all of a sudden, I started to see a kitchen and it had a terracotta floor and a U-shaped kitchen style with a center island in the middle, which is why it was U-shaped. And like all of this stuff started coming together and the timeline started to build. And then when I was trying to figure out where I wanted to live, I said to Beth, do you want to share a house again? What's your intention? And she was like, yes, we could do that and get property, whatever. I was like, okay. And so I was thinking, I was writing down, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, like all the upper states and whatnot, never Florida. And then in that process, the next thing I know, Joe asked me if I'll come down and house sit for a while. He is going into the police academy to become a game warden. And I said, no, because your internet is crappy. And what am I going to do there? Right. Now, I know you've heard this story before, but I'm giving you the steps of this because I want you to manifest your best life. And this is how we do it. We take our eyes off of the outside because there is nothing outside of us that's going to give you what it is that your heart desires. There's nothing that's outside of you that you need. You don't need to go anywhere to claim in your best life. You don't need to go to anyone to claim in your best life. You just need to claim in your best life, right? You don't need that YouTube influencer or that Instagram influencer or Facebook influencer that says, this is going to be your best life. Drop a comment of hallelujah or amen or I'm in or something like that. You don't need to do that because it's already there for you. It's already in your field. The only thing you need to do, that only thing we need to do, is to stay on course with our belief system. So, getting back to how we manifest our heart's desire. When things started to come apart with Beth was when her daughter was had to move spontaneously to Florida in March of 2024 or February 2024. And then the more she missed her daughter, the more things became chaotic between us. And then in September, the fight happened. Now, that September energy that created that tension and that fight from September 2024 is going to be cleared this March 2026 with a lunar eclipse in the sign of Virgo. So go back to September of last year and look at what you were trying to get started or what you had to shift to or what was taking place in your life that needed your attention and see what is it that's needing to come to a close, that's needing to come to an end. Now, I manifested coming here to Joe's. I didn't know I was coming here. I didn't want to come here. You've heard me say that. I didn't like Florida. Florida was not on my bucket list. It was too hot, whatever. And I don't really feel that way anymore. I like it down here. It's become comfortable. And so when I look at this, though, the energies, right? This is the most important part of this, the energies. The thing that I started September of 2024 was this move down here, this timeline for being in this house. And now I'm in this house by myself, except for when Joe comes home, and he'll spend probably a day and a half here, sometimes 2 days here. And then he goes back because he has to go back to work. But I'm getting a real taste for an experience of being on my own, living on my own, managing a house. And it's like the universe has me in training for my house, right? Because I've only ever lived in a house with someone else. I've never lived in a house by myself. I've lived in an apartment by myself, which is different than living in a house by yourself. But there's this idea that I don't know, can I do it? Can I manage a house? And now I know I can. Now I know, yeah, I could do this. I got this. It's not a problem, right? So those old thoughts are coming to an end. What old thoughts are coming to an end for you? What do you need to let go of for you? For me, it's the old thoughts that I need somebody else to lean on because I'm not capable. I was groomed with that story by my mother, right? Wanting me to get married to somebody who was a viable individual, had a good job, had money, and everything else that was important. And I've lived that story my whole life, which is probably why I was married three times, still looking for the right person that was going to be able to help me be sustainable. And now I realize I don't really need that because I could be sustainable on my own. So, what story are you telling yourself? And this would be a good journal prompt. What story are you telling yourself? What story are you using that is limiting you, that is creating a deficit for you somewhere in your life? Now I look at me and I think to myself, I could live pretty much anywhere. I could live anywhere. I'm not afraid to move out of state anymore. I'm not afraid to live on my own in a community where I don't know anybody. I don't have that kind of fear anymore. I can run chickens and have a chicken coop or a chicken run, and I'm good. I'm baking sourdough every few weeks, restocking my freezer with sourdough. I've conquered the sourdough fear because there was a bit of fear for me when I first started the process, not understanding it, not really knowing it very well. And I've come to realize that that was a story that I was telling myself, and that's not my truth and not who I am, right? So where are you playing small? Where are you holding yourself to something else, something other than yourself, or thinking that you need somebody else to help you with something, that you are not enough to get what you need done all by yourself? And the idea that you need a lot of money to do it. Because at the end of the day, what I have learned here, which is what I'm trying to share with you to help you anchor into these energies that we're going to be playing in the middle of the year, but this is like our practice right now, right? We want to get good practice in so that we can be in alignment come that time where everything is going to start to shift and really move forward. What we want to understand is that we don't need $1 million to be a great promoter for ourselves. We don't need that. We don't need a bazillion dollars to have a down payment for a house. That's not true either. We don't need a bazillion dollars to live our most authentic self or have our best life. We don't need to do that. We don't need to have all that money. And the reason for that is that when we act as if we are already there, and I'm finding this with myself, and this is why I'm teaching this to you. The more I believe or perceive myself as already being there, as already being successful, as having everything that I need, as having money in the bank to buy whatever house I want, as having money in the bank to take care of whatever it is that I need. As long as I see my reality in that way, that money will show up for me. It must show up for me because I am in a vibrational alignment telling the universe, hey, I have an extreme abundance of money. And I can buy anything. And the universe is going to conspire to make that my truth because it's going to match energy for energy. Okay. So if we're thinking that we have to write the vision board, that we have to see the things or focus on the things that's gonna manifest in our reality that we think we have to, if we think we have to create, something to look at every day, if we think we have to sit and wish on something every day, I want a new house. Thank you, universe, for bringing me the new house. Thank you for the new car. Thank you for, we're not going to get it because we're not asking the right way. The right way to ask is by feeling like we already have it. Right? The right way is by feeling as if it were already done. And I remember as I was writing in my journal about the manifestation of the 5-acre homestead with the chickens and the herbal garden and all that sort of stuff. I was writing in my journal and I was writing, thank you, universe, for bringing me a 5-acre homestead that has chickens and plenty of room for my garden, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, at one point, after doing that for, I don't know, 6 months or 8 months or something, something in me shifted. And I started to write, I'm so happy living on my 5-acre homestead, tending to my herbal garden. My plants are absolutely beautiful. And I have a chicken run with chickens who are laying eggs every single day. And I have a kitchen I absolutely love to be in and cook in. And I'm so grateful because my surroundings make me so happy every single day. And instead of writing, thanking the universe for bringing it, I started to write as if it had already happened. So that by the time I was needing to move, and I was looking for all of these other places. I was trying to find some place in North Carolina where my brother was. I was trying to find some place on Long Island so that I could maintain living there. I was trying to find some place upstate New York so I could maintain that. Nothing was working out. Nothing. Not one thing was working out. The only thing that was lining up with me was coming down here to Florida. It was lining up. It was as if the universe had put down a bed of roses, right? Rose petals at my feet, and I was able to walk that walk coming here. It was easy peasy, still easy, no problems, very few challenges, and life has truly been a blessing. But I've come to realize that we cannot ask and expect that it's given. We can't. We have to assume we already have it. In other words, we've talked in the past so many times about timelines. We've spoken in the past about stepping into the highest version of ourselves. And so if we think about that, then we know that there's multiple timelines out there, a bazillion timelines out there with different versions of ourselves on them. And I know that there's a version of me on a timeline that's lower, that's struggling, that's suffering, that didn't move to Florida because I was in resistance, and everything is a challenge, and I'm probably sleeping in my car somewhere. And, it's really that low vibrational. I know that there is a timeline out there that is like that. And I also know that there is a timeline that is higher than where I am now. There's a timeline where I've already manifested my own house, and I've already manifested horses, and I've manifested whatever else it was that I wanted on my homestead. And I manifested it in exactly the place I want to be. So I know that that version of me exists out there somewhere. And my job currently in this moment now is to foster my own awareness to the idea that I'm already there, I already have it, and that I need to step that game up so that I could meet up with that higher timeline and merge into that timeline. And it can be done through the thought that I already have that great house that I want with the multi-acre property and the horse and the cow and the chickens and everything, whatever it is that I want. I already have that. It's already there. It's in my field. It's already been allotted to me as part of the game that I'm playing here in this physical reality. We've all done that. We've all built that into our reality. We all have those timelines floating around that are much, much higher than the one that we're actually on. And the other day, I had an interesting thought. Sometimes when I'm in the shower, it really amplifies the portal energy and brings me to higher states of consciousness. And all of a sudden, I had this crazy awareness. I can't even say it was a thought, but I was standing in the shower thinking who I could gift my money to. And I didn't even have an awareness that I was thinking this, but I was thinking, I have so much money in the bank. And I'll be quite honest, it felt like it was like $700 million or something like that. But I was standing in the shower thinking, who could I gift my money to? Who needs money right now? Who could I help the most that really needs money? And then I started rattling off in my head people that I knew that were struggling, that could use a bit of help in some way, shape, or form. And I thought to myself, oh, I'll buy this one a house and I'll buy that one a car and I'll buy that because these were the things these people needed. And these people that I had the thought about are not even my relatives, right? They're not like my, it's not like I'm thinking about my brother or anything like that. I'm just thinking about people that I know could benefit from this. And it was such a liberating feeling because I feel like for that moment, I did tap into the version of myself that had $700 million in the bank. And it really anchored in the idea that the reality that we're existing in is an illusion. What's happening in the outer reality is such a great illusion. It's such a great scam because the matrix is programmed to make it feel so real, to have us believe that it is the real reality, that it is the byproduct of a planet gone wrong, a government gone wrong, whatever, however you want to think about it, right? Society gone wrong, all of that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, when we don't watch our TV and we're not interacting with any of that information, it really doesn't feel like a government exists. It doesn't feel like any of that restriction exists. Now, I'm not going to say that there's not people out there that have to experience some of that because it's part of what they've chosen to come in and heal through. Okay, so if you are playing with that energy or those ideas, it's because you're here to heal that for yourself. So I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm just saying that when we don't tune to it, we're not engaged in it. It doesn't have value for us. It's like anything else, doesn't have value for us. Okay. But you might be someone that is needing to heal through that. Now, you might be someone who had a vacation planned. I know somebody like this had a vacation planned and the whole vacation got canceled. And this vacation has been planned for quite some time, and there was a lot of excitement in going on this vacation. But, in my world, it just means that the vacation wouldn't have been the right timeline for whatever was taking place with the people that were going on vacation. And that's why it got canceled due to the circumstances out there, not because the universe is mad at us or the universe wants us to not have a nice time or not have a nice vacation. It's just that it got canceled because something else is needed, right? Think about the magnitude of that. It's the whole vacation that gets canceled, not just the flight. It's the hotel accommodations. It's everything. So there's a huge amount of energy there that's being redirected. And we have to sit down and ask why. What is needed in this moment that I'm not seeing that I need to take a look at, or I need to acknowledge, or I need to stop avoiding, or I need to put my full attention into? Okay. So that we have to consciously be conscious in every single minute of every day. It's very important for us to understand that our focused attention is what is most important right now. So, as I was having that game playing in the energy of the idea of being a millionaire, a multimillionaire, I got to feel the excitement of what it would feel like to be able to offer people support, assistance, and help in a greater way through the divine, right? And so I want to tap into that energy again and feel that energy again because it was so uplifting. It was so amplifying to my state of being. If we're only allowing ourselves to experience the things that are challenging for us or where we might have hardship, and we're not allowing ourselves to float up into the ethers and dream a little bit, we might not be able to call in those realities that we're desiring that are at a higher level. So it requires us pulling ourselves away from the outer reality or whatever it is that we've given our attention to that we're plugged into. And I know for me, I've been spending a lot less time on social media because Social media is meant as a distraction. Okay. I hate to say that because it's also awesome to get to share and see each other's posts and what each other's doing and everything else. But in the scheme of things, it is the greatest distraction or one of the greatest distractions that we have. So, because again, social media takes us outside of ourselves. And then it gives us an idea of what everybody else is doing. And let's say you see somebody who's just gone on vacation and they're like so in love and everything is wonderful. But then what we don't really know is that on the backside of all of that, when we are not with those people, they're miserably unhappy. But for social media's sake, it looks like they're happy, right? There's so much deception out there. So it's very hard to understand what we need to do in order to uplift ourselves or bring ourselves out of a challenging situation. And the only thing that we have to do, and the thing that works the best and is the greatest asset we have, is to stop giving our attention and feeding the outer reality. And start focusing within. Start focusing on what is taking place for us. Dream building a little bit. Journaling is great. Getting some crayons and a coloring book, even if it's a kid's coloring book, is so much fun. And just sit down, have some mindless coloring. I'll tell you, if your body is in a state of stress, that could be the number one stress reliever, coloring. Okay. Because even And I've said this in the past, even moving, right? Like you could go on YouTube and you could do one of those walk fit videos, right? I've done those. I have a treadmill, a very small walking pad that I have. But we could do all of that stuff, and the body is not in relaxation mode because it's working. And so it might discharge the higher energies that we're feeling, but it's not going to bring us peace and comfort because we're still in that high energy that is moving through our body that's creating some discomfort for us. Okay. So it's really important to understand ways in which we can defrag our body from stress and bring in peace and relaxation. And most of the time, it's through creation. So, if you are someone that likes music, maybe dancing, so dance. If you play music, that's a great way to de-stress. If you want to color or paint or draw or something like that, there's plenty of channels on YouTube for you to do that. Find something that's going to relax you so that you can connect to and tap into your higher self and unplug from the stories and the narratives that are taking place out there in the outer reality because it's going to look like chaos. The next couple of months are going to still be a little chaotic. We're still in solar maximum. We're still going to be playing in the energies of 2025 until they've completely dispersed and we're in the energy of 2026. It's not going to happen right away. We have some big shifts taking place, big transits. We have Saturn and Neptune going into Aries for the first time in I don't know how long. And Saturn won't be in Aries for too long, but Neptune will be there for a long period of time. So it's going to make a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of clarity where there was no clarity. Saturn wants structures because when Neptune goes into a new planet, it could be a little foggy, looks a little unclear, uncertain. And Saturn wants to make sure all of our ducks are in a row before it leaves and moves on and leaves us with Neptune. So we have that. Then we have Uranus in April. Uranus is going into Gemini from Taurus. So the last how many years that we have felt stuck, nothing moving forward, everything feeling heavy and challenging, it's going to feel so much lighter. We've talked about this in some of the past gatherings because Gemini is air, it's an air sign, it's all about thought and thinking, and Uranus is electric and thoughts are electric, so it's really going to like being in the sign of Gemini. So we have that shift, and so much more, right? There's just so much happening right now, along with the continuation of solar maximum and these heavy flares and the geomagnetic storms, and everything is impacting the Earth in a all new way. A lot of shaking and pulling apart and all that kind of stuff. So we just have to really focus on ourselves and take our eyes off the outer reality, because all of that is just going to contribute to whatever chaos you're feeling in your personal life that's already taking place for you. And we don't want to contribute to what is naturally organically happening already. And I will tell you, as someone that practices this on a regular basis, when we are not tuned to the outer reality and the nonsense and the drama and everything else, our inner reality, our immediate world becomes so much nicer. It becomes so calm and so peaceful. And it just changes everything. It does. It changes everything. So if you're struggling with anything, start practicing coming into yourself. Make a practice out of it. Set reminders on your phone to do a check-in and see where your thoughts are. Are you in the outer reality, or are you coming into yourself? Because this is the time that we really want to be present for ourselves, and we don't want to be in that outer reality. We don't want to be a byproduct of the nonsense that's taking place. We want to be a creator and a solution to our enhanced way of living, our soul's evolution, right? We want to be that. We want to gain greater clarity, have deeper insights, and feel deeper meaning in our life. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is if we come within and we stop looking at outside. When you meet up with someone in your reality that is chaotic, that's frazzled, that's really seeming to struggle, and you look at them and they are perpetually complaining, make sure that at the end of the day, you are dusting yourself off. Make sure that you are calling your energy back to be with you, and that you are sending back whatever energy you might have picked up from them, so that you are not creating in that energetic stream of unconscious emotion. Because that stays with us. We fragment ourselves all the time and don't realize it. And then we're at a deficit, because we have not cleaned up our energy field. And that is a very important part of our process, to make sure that we are keeping our energy aligned and in a higher state, right? We want to keep it clear so that we're clear for what we need to do for ourselves. And we cannot manifest our highest, best life if we're not clear for ourselves. Okay. And so, what I've started practicing doing is when I wake up in the morning, I ask God, Source, Creator, whatever you'd like to refer to, the all that is, as universe, whatever. You say, universe, what do I need to see today? Or show me my path. What do I need to do today? Right? Just ask, universe, show me what I need to know today. Or universe, could you make my path more clear for me? And then the universe will bring in these little bits and bobs and give you more clarity towards the path that you are meant to be on or the direction that you're meant to be headed in. Okay. That's something that's really important for us to keep an awareness to. We have to ask if you want assistance, guidance, and support, then you have to form a connection to the divine and allow yourself to be a receiver. Okay. I practice this every morning, and at night when I lay down, I tell myself, I expect a miracle tomorrow. I expect a miracle tomorrow. And I allow myself to be a good receiver to that miracle. So, this is an important practice that we have to make for ourselves. And it's one that I have started working with, and it really helps us to connect to the highest place within ourselves because then we're setting the precedent for the day, expecting that a miracle is going to happen for us. Okay. So I'm going to leave this here. If you have any questions or you have any thoughts on this and would like to go deeper, just let me know. And I can do that in the next recording. Speaking of recordings, I renamed the recordings going forward and condensed them all into one because I felt like it was time to do that, right? We're taking the all and bringing it back into the one, bringing it back into the self. And in renaming the gatherings, I am the divine. My goal or intention there is to help us focus on the idea that we are the divine. There's nothing outside of us that we need. There's nothing outside of us that can help us more than we can help ourselves, or that could help us greater than we can help ourselves. And we have to remember that. It's very important for us to seek whatever it is that we're needing from within. We have all the answers already. You know, I remember when I started my Reiki journey back in, I think it was 2005. Somebody had suggested that I start doing some automatic writing. And it really helped me gain trust and connect with my higher self, my higher consciousness. So if you're feeling a sense of fear, like you don't know if you can trust yourself or trust what you're getting, I say start a process of some automatic writing and don't monitor what is coming through. Just get a piece of paper and a pen or your journal and a pen and start writing. And don't monitor it. Don't filter it in any way, shape, or form. The best way to do it is to really zone out and let yourself just start writing. And don't judge it. Don't monitor it. Don't try to manage it. Just let whatever's coming through come through. And then sometimes what happens is the most beautiful thing. It starts to present in a way that's coming from the higher self, and the higher self will talk to you as a source through you, but you might feel like it's not you talking to you, but it is because it's your higher self. So I would start with that. That's a great process for when we're feeling lost and we're feeling maybe we can't trust ourselves or trust the messages that we get or trust ourselves to know the right direction or the right path. You know, I'm sharing my story here again because I want everyone to understand that we have it within us. We already have it within us. It's innate within us. We don't have to look for anything outside of ourselves. There's nothing we could do. And just remember, when you're connecting your energy with someone, you need to look at that person and you need to say to yourself, what am I gaining here? Am I gaining something positive? Or is this person in a deficit just as much as they're in a positive vibrational state? Because that deficit, that negativity is going to impact you in the same way that their positivity is going to impact you. And that's a great awareness to have because then you can look at that on the at the times that you're noticing that they're struggling with something and they're in a negative state and say, I'm gonna interact from the place of it, of the observer within myself, and I'm not going to connect from an emotional place. Because if I dive into their emotional state of consciousness, let's say they're upset about something, and I join in and I corroborate whatever they're upset about, then I'm just plugging that energetic cord into myself and it's going to lower my frequency and my vibration. So it's really a good opportunity for us when we're in that state with another and they're in discordant energy for some reason, if something didn't go right for them or somebody did something, for us to see it and say, okay, this is really great exercise for me right now is I have the ability to either be present as an observer for them and not engage with my emotional being. Or if I've already engaged with my emotional being, then this is a really good opportunity for me to unplug myself and work on detachment and then regaining my sovereignty. Because it happens to all of us, right? We feed the emotion of somebody else that's emotional around us. And we have to remember we really don't want to do that. We want to be sovereign in our state so that we're navigating our energy field in the highest way possible. And then we can call in those miracles that we desire. Okay? So I'm going to leave this here. Pay attention, be clear. Lots of big shifting happening. This week, we have some big, big energies at play. You're going to feel them in the body. 2 weeks ago, I started going through an upgrade again, and it was head, neck, and shoulders. My back was achy, my neck was achy, my shoulders were achy, my arm was achy. And then it went into my third eye, and I had a third eye headache. And then it left my third eye. And then 2 days later, it was back to my right temple. And then that left. And then it went back to my left temple. And it was just back and forth until it cleared my body. But it was uncomfortable. And what we need to do is we need to remember the body is going through massive upgrades. Not to jump to conclusion right away to think that there's something wrong with us, because that's part of what we're here for, to understand our sovereign nature. And so rest when we can, because whenever I could be, if I was in between sessions and I only had 15 minutes, I would get into bed for 12 of those 15 minutes and just lay down and close my eyes for a good 12 minutes. And then I would feel better. I'd be able to get on the next session, and then off we go. And then when my day was done, if I truly felt like I needed to get in bed, sit in bed, read in bed, do a puzzle in bed, whatever, I would get in my bed because my bed, our bed, is our light pod. And it's the one place that we can go to that's going to amplify our energy and support us in our upgrades. So it's important to have that awareness. We're in high heart energy, very, very challenging energy. I could tell you from my own experience, there were times during the upgrades when I was going through them where I was in so much pain in my back, my shoulders, my head, that I was hearing my heart beating and I felt like, my pulse was racing a little bit. And I know when we feel pain, obviously, blood pressure is up a bit. But, as always, if you feel like there's something really wrong with you, then please go to the doctor and don't sit in the discomfort. But if we can avoid taking any supplementation, any Advil, Motrin, or anything like that, if we can avoid taking that, we will clear these upgrades much faster. When we're taking some kind of medicine, an Advil, a Motrin, whatever it is, we're suppressing the upgrade because we're having the medicine counteract what is meant to happen in the body. So we have to be careful with stuff like that too. All right. But again, I don't want anybody in excruciating pain and suffering. However, we do have to start to allow ourselves to experience some of the discomforts of the upgrades. Otherwise, it's going to be a long road ahead and we're not going to go through them. Or we're going to have something where the universe just takes us completely offline and forces us to sit quiet until we go through it. I've had that happen too. So I am going to leave this here. I know I've said that three times already, but this time I really, really mean it. And I look forward to seeing you for the live, which I believe is going to happen next Wednesday on the 14th. We'll have a live gathering. So I love you very much. Have a wonderful whatever it is that you are doing. And I look forward to seeing you on the live gathering. Take care. Bye-bye.